This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
He'll be back tomorrow, and it is time to celebrate, ladies, especially if you are a Chicago Cubs fan. It was the moment that sort of stood still for Cubby fans. If you were watching faces in the crowd, you'll know that their fan base was going absolutely crazy, and after 108 years, the miracle that many people from Chicago and all over the country have been waiting for. The Chicago Cubs, after a very, very dramatic World Series Game 7, are the 2016 World Series champions.
Yay, go Cubbies!
Can you believe it?
I'm wrong, because I keep saying all the wrong. I kept predicting that the Indians would win, and then I thought the Cubs would come back, and then they didn't, and then, so I'm glad I was wrong.
Boo!
What? Whoa.
Boo! The Cubs down, the Red Sox up. How come?
Who is this phantom voice?
Did you not get the message? Did you not get the message that Dougie is back on Friday?
Oh, wait a minute. What happened to the calendar?
Halloween was Monday, good sir. Who are you haunting us?
Happy Halloween to you.
Welcome back,
it's nice
Dougie.
To hear your voice.
Wow.
Nice to be here, as a matter of fact. Nice to hear your voice. I must tell you that I did not listen to 1 second of the broadcast while I was away. That doesn't mean other people weren't listening, but there was a lot of just letting it all go. And look at what I missed. Anthony Weiner goes into an addiction treatment facility, and the Trump team says we can still win, and nothing's any different.
And the Cubs won the World Series. Trump can win the presidency. Okay. The Cubs won the World Series. Wow.
You came back
I will
to
tell you
world.
That from all of the reports that I have, actually, honestly, you did a yeoman's job. Both of you are to be congratulated and loved by this person. It was nice to have the ability now, finally, after all these years, to go away and not worry. And I didn't really. I did a little. Now that I've got my iPhone and I got all of these tools that I can use to. I was keeping up with some things, but I actually had a fabulous experience, which I will tell you more about probably tomorrow. I posted a few things, but I need a little help.
So when did you get back? Did you get back late?
Last night.
Last night?
Yeah, okay. Last night. Yeah. Meredith picked me up at the airport, and it was a cozy night, but I'm on England time. So I thought, well, maybe today I'll just take my time getting up, and I've been awake for a couple of hours. So I thought, okay, time to put everybody on the front burner.
And so, welcome back. Yeah, welcome back.
Yeah, right. It's really, it is, though. It's after all of these years, finding the two of you and having you be responsible and be and make me comfortable enough to be able to do this, it's very, very satisfying.
Aww.
And so I want you to know that I appreciate it.
Well,
and
I'm glad you got probably some time. As I mentioned, every time we come back from a break, like, really, this is a big deal. It's the first time I've known Doug. He's ever taken any time, so.
Well, I haven't. We're in the 29th year of doing this program. A couple of times when I was under the weather for a few days, or I couldn't make a connection to a plane or something, I wasn't here. But to take this much concerted time off and to have experience that I had, it was a very personal experience. However, some of the silly things that happened while I was gone, I will post Facebook. I put two or three pictures up last night. Meredith helped me to figure out how to do that, but I'll have a little more help today, and we'll post it tomorrow. Maybe I'll tell you a few of the stories that are there. Speaking of stories, the story of Leonard, Sherry, and Hazel. Sad, yet terrific. Now, this is a great thing to come back to. This is a couple that were together for 74 years. And even death could not keep them apart. They were high school sweethearts, married in January of 1942 down in Texas. They died just a few hours apart. You hear one of these stories, well, once a year one of these things comes along where there are husband and wife circumstances and their love was so strong that you know they couldn't be without each other, so one of them dies and then the other one dies. And I'm trying to remember the last time we had a situation like this, but aren't I right? Isn't it like once a week or so? Once a year, the story. It's really wonderful. The fact that they were together for 74 years, never mind that they died, just the fact that they'd been together for that long. They lived near Waco, Texas. And there are two or three adjunct pieces to the story. But under the circumstances, the good part of the story is that they lived together and they died together and they are together. I'll tell you something. After this experience I've had the last 10 weeks, I believe more strongly than ever in all kinds of things that there you wouldn't believe some of the things that I witnessed and experienced and felt. Excuse me. And it's because there is so much more synchronicity. We get all worked up about the election, and we get all worked up about what one person does to the other, or what one group of people do to another group of people. It really, when you get right down to it, we are a small community of brotherhood on this planet, and it is amazing what some people get and what some people don't get. I suppose that's part of what we're supposed to all take away from our experiences here, but there are far many more good things here than not. No matter who wins the election, I think that we all need to have faith in what we're all about here. What is, what lessons to be learned, yes, but is the end of the world going to come no matter who gets elected? No, it isn't. It just is, as it's supposed to be, just continuing on. And the number of people, I will tell you, every place, for those of you who don't know, I spent the last 10 days in England, and every place we went, the pubs, restaurants, any place that we were with a lot of Brits. First question, you're an American? Who are you voting for? It was amazing. Everybody
Europe is very interested in this election.
Fascinated with it. More than we are. I think in some respect. And the for those who worry about Brexit, I think that they probably will go back into the European Union. The kinds of things that happen as a result of these, it's like the treaties that we make. We never, as citizens, really know what's in these treaties. I was flabbergasted to hear there was a woman, who worked with us the day before yesterday. We were in a town called Aylesbury, which is a very historic, I was at places, I was in a cave. They had burial material in it from 5,000 B.C.
You went deep into England.
Oh, yeah. Very deep into England. So anyway, the point that I was trying to make, though, is this lady did a lot of her work all over Europe, and they had subsidies for people in all these countries, all these European countries. They had from the European Union pool money to promote tourism. And this lady was involved in the tourism business. So every year she'd get a check from the European Union for, I don't know, $3,000 or $4,000 that helped support her business. And now that goes away because they're not in Brexit. And then you hear from other people, the guy that was driving the bus, all the rules and regulations for driving a bus are not British rules, European Union rules. And that's been the way that it's developed over these years. And so now he can't go into Europe to drive. He used to be able to take tours into the Channel and over into Switzerland and France and all over Europe. Can't do it anymore. They won't let the European Union won't let the British bus drivers. They'll bring them over to France, and then they have to put them on a bus from the European Union. So it's little stuff like that that these people, a bus company, they could do the whole tour themselves. Now they can only do a quarter of the tour. Those are all going to be economical impacts that a lot of people didn't count on. But I will tell you, out in the country, I didn't spend any time in London at all or any of the big cities. But I was out in the country for the whole trip. And it's a whole different feel there. Most of they're not concerned about immigrants. You don't see many people until you get into the cities who have come from other parts of the British Empire. But you know from the way they're talking, look at the headlines in the newspapers, that immigration is number one issue there. Absolutely. Brexit was number one, but it was number one because of the impact of the immigrants who are there. And I just saw something last night about, and I bet you guys have talked about it to a certain extent, how many more immigrants are coming into the country. I haven't found the story again yet because I just took a cursory look at it. This is, you know, the things that we are focused on, or the important things. I don't know maybe you can give me a thumbnail sketch about how you have had conversations over the last 10 days regarding the election, and because we don't do a whole lot of whooping it up here. Do you sense there's any real difference? I got the Wiener thing. The interesting thing about Wiener going into the treatment facility wasn't necessarily that he was in the treatment facility, but because of what happened in the electronic devices where they found all of the email. Yeah.
I'm surprised he's not dead yet, is what I'm surprised about.
Really?
I mean, well, there was just to give you the snapshot of what's been happening, Anthony Weiner was under FBI investigation for sending junk pictures to his 15-year-old girlfriend.
Ugh. Yeah, yeah.
And
it's just
gross.
Yeah.
And so the FBI was running metadata on the stuff that was on that laptop, and they got pings for the .gov email address. So James Comey hasn't done anything except write a letter to Congress saying that he had to amend his testimony and reopen the investigation.
The Democrats have gone bananas about that, right?
Exactly. And the media firestorm, the kind of stuff that was happening to Trump a couple months ago where the media just, you know, starts speculating about everything.
Right. And no one even knows what's in the emails yet, so.
Right.
Yeah.
But people have gone kind of crazy about it, and it really has made a difference. If you're watching, like I do because I'm a nerd, watching how the electoral map is now set up, you have a bunch of states that were leaning Democratic just like a couple of days ago. Now in the swing state, probably the most one that shocked me is Virginia. Virginia, she was ahead 12 points. Now the latest poll shows that Trump is ahead by 4.
Really?
So it's pretty crazy how things have shifted. I don't know if you can put a lot of stock in it.
Well, what I've seen, Jennifer and Victoria, is the black vote appears to be weakening. At least I looked at two or three different things very quickly here. Her appeal to a lot of the things. I mean, I don't think she has a problem with women. This group that I was with were all women. I was the only man, and there wasn't one of them who was voting for Trump. They have no interest in Trump whatsoever, and they're from all parts of the country. But I think when it comes, either the blacks or young people will stay home, or perhaps they may vote to a point for Trump. But that's not good news for Hillary Clinton, I don't think, anyway. Do you?
I think a low voter turnout will be worse for Hillary Clinton because there's just more Democrats. I mean, the numbers of Democrats are larger than those of Republicans, so a lower voter turnout would be bad for her. But you know what's interesting is where she's lost credibility in the polls nationally, and that's with her trust factor, whether or not she's trustworthy. She's lost that by 8%, and Trump is actually beating her by 8% in trustworthiness. And then the other thing that she's dropped by 8%, it's like a weird magic number for her, is in voter enthusiasm, and that's what really matters. Like, who in your base is going to actually go out and pull the lever? And Trump is up by 8 on her as well in voter enthusiasm.
Mm-hmm. And I think I represent 99% of the country where I just can't wait for this to be over. Everyone
I know,
else.
Me too.
Everybody just says, I just can't
almost
wait for
there.
This to be over. Even on the CMAs last night, which was we'll talk about later in our music.
Well,
report,
instead of
fabulous.
I came home, I wanted to watch Designated Survivor, and that damn CMA show was on.
That's right.
It was so good, though. It was the first one I've watched in maybe ever, and it was just incredible.
Really?
But even all those jokes that Carrie Underwood and Brad Paisley made in the beginning, it was just all about, oh, this feels like it's forever. It's taking forever. Can it just be over? Yeah. And everyone just wants it to be over now.
It's taking forever. It is ridiculous. It goes on and on and on. All right, so three cheers for the Cubbies World Series in Game 7. They get it 21 after the hour on the DJV program with Doug, Jennifer, and Victoria together again. Hooray!
Propure. Pure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Half the hour now, DJB, Doug, Jenna, and Victoria with the Scary Spice in the focus. Going to be in the Tony-winning revival of Chicago. Is she, which one, in terms of the one that you both like, or all three of you, Kara and Victoria and Jennifer, of the Spice Girls, which one do you like? Have you agreed? I know we talk about it from time to time, but I haven't got a sense as to one.
We do not agree. We're going to the mat. It's a good question, Dougie. I prefer Ginger and Baby Spice. They were always my favorites.
Yeah? What about you, Victoria?
Oh, we're so divisive now. I like Scary and Sporty.
Yeah,
I think I like Posh, too. I mean, she didn't do much, but I... I like Sporty and Ginger.
So, Kara, well, I was wondering whether the Spice Girls were before your time, even.
Oh, no. They were pretty big when I was young still. And, I think their movies came out when I... When did they come out? The late 90s? Mid-90s?
I think late 90s was Spice World,
Spice,
right?
Spice World. Yeah, so they were still pretty big.
All right, so Mel B is going to be, she's on America's Got Talent now, right?
Yes.
And apparently she's going to make her Broadway return in the revival of Chicago after Christmas. There's an 8-week limited engagement that's been scheduled. What would be her real name is Melanie Janine Brown, but she's been on Broadway before. So not only a singer, but a decent actress, apparently, huh?
Yeah. I didn't even realize that she had been in Rent, but in 2004, she played Mimi in Rent, which was not exactly a fun musical. I mean, it was definitely a serious musical and serious actors and singers. So if she could hold her own in Rent, then I would definitely think that Chicago would be a breeze for her.
So she, while I was in England, I saw a lip sync battle over there. They have their own, I don't know whether it originated there or originated here. It did. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So she's the host of that. And has been on the
X Factor. She's the LL Cool J equivalent?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
She is. Yep. Yeah. So, but isn't that a what's the guy's name that does Mark Burnett?
Burnett.
Is that a Burnett show? Is that, or is it a, well, he and Simon collaborate a lot of stuff, so are they both in on that
know.
One?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know who's behind Lip Sync Battle. I thought it was, wasn't it Jimmy Fallon for a while, or is that
I think
the American
it's Jimmy,
version?
Well, the American version
the
is
producer?
Jimmy Fallon and John Krasinski.
John
really?
Krasinski, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So why didn't one of them host it instead of LL? One would wonder.
That's a good question. Yeah,
yeah, probably busy doing other stuff.
Well, Elliot was not exactly not doing anything.
That's true.
I think he's very appealing. I think LL Cool J is more appealing than either of those two, frankly.
He's a lot more dynamic, for sure.
Yeah. All right, so let's move on from Scary Spice to someone that is maybe the equivalent only a generation earlier. Cyndi Lauper is going to work out in Philadelphia next week for Getting Out the Vote. She and Deborah Messing. What's that show called that she's in now, or is that show still on? I actually quite
like
it.
She was on that show. Deborah Messing was on that show about the Broadway people.
Yeah, yeah, but then she was a policeman.
Stories of Laura.
Laura.
Yeah, right. Okay, yes. Anyway. So they're going to do a bar crawl in the Gaberhoods today, apparently. Or tomorrow? What's today? I don't even know what today is.
Tomorrow.
It's Thursday,
yeah.
Right? Tomorrow.
It is.
Do it. So what is a Gaber, bar crawl? This I can figure out a Gaberhood is. A Gaberhood bar
I
crawl?
I think it might be a gay neighborhood.
Thank you, Jennifer!
I'm no expert here.
So what's a bar crawl?
It's when you start at one bar. And you go to subsequent bars, and by the end, you're crawling.
Yeah, that's pretty much exactly it.
Thank you for that. That sounds like a professional definition. They're trying to get out the vote for the lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transsexual group, right? That's what they're doing?
Yes.
They're going to hit 6 bars every 30 minutes, starting at 9 o'clock tomorrow night. That ought to be over.
Sounds fun.
28 past the hour, DJV.
Teaching others how to treat us. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Most parents will tell me that they value honesty and are hopeful to raise honest children. But unfortunately, most parents I encounter do not really encourage honesty in their children. For example, if children open up and admit to doing something wrong, the reaction we give them as parents will teach them whether or not it is safe to offer honesty. If you, as a parent, scream, yell, or otherwise demean your child for being honest, then you are teaching your child to avoid being honest with you in the future. Although most people know that children learn more by what they see than what they hear, far fewer are actually prepared to be the ever-present role model their children need. For more ways to foster honesty in children, visit drchristianconti.com. And be sure to like us on Facebook.
Okay, the first time we read this commercial, he got one. So I had to get one.
And we are both in love with this product.
The glass chair mat by Vetrasa. They're unbelievable.
You know that junky plastic chair mat under your office chair or at home?
Ah, piece of garbage.
It's the ugliest thing in your office.
Vetrasa glass chair mats are beautiful.
Durable.
Each one will support over 1,000 pounds. So it'll even hold me. They've got a 10-year warranty. And the way you feel rolling over smooth glass instead of cheap, crackly plastic, it's like working in a million-dollar office. And it's your office.
And we got to mention this. Shipping is absolutely free.
Absolutely. 10-year warranty. Scratch-resistant. Stylish. Vetrasa glass chair mats.
You can't get them at the office superstore. You got to order direct at Vetrasa.com. That's V as in Victor. V-I-T-R-A-Z-Z-A. Vetrasa.com.
Use the discount. Discount code CHAIR to save 10% on any in-stock or custom.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
The hour now, DJB, Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Dougster back from a 10-day respite that would not have been possible without the help activities of Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen, and my heart goes out to them, and thanks. I don't know. My heart doesn't have to go out to you, although I guess I can.
We'll take it. Thanks, we'll yeah. take it. Yeah, that was actually nice. Don't take it back.
Now we've got some art in a jar.
You can examine it. This was not something I paid attention to, as I was saying in the last half hour. I paid attention to pretty much nothing other than the reason for me taking this trip. So I wasn't, I'd get asked everywhere I went, who am I voting for, that kind of stuff. But other than that, so the fact that this Italian prince named Filippo Corsini was killed in a bicycle crash in London yesterday completely missed my radar. And I don't know... I don't really know that much about princes and and Italy. I didn't know they even had. Who knew that there was a prince or a royal family in Italy? It doesn't have the province.
Really?
Yeah, you have an Italian. I didn't know.
I'm with you. I really had no idea.
Yeah. So go ahead. You can fill us in on it, Victoria, because you sound like you were quite aware of what...
You big royal sniffer?
I know, right? I guess, I'm on the hunt.
The Corsini family is a big family, yeah.
Yes, yeah, of course. And they go back, my gosh, to the 16th century, I think. They were, they've been the royal family forever.
Doug, you and I are not out of the loop that much.
Apparently.
16th century.
I was back in the 4 to 5,000 BC era and what I was doing the last 10 days.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Victoria, excuse me.
Well, the sad thing is, I mean, he was only 21. He was attending Regent's University in London. He was hit by a truck in Knightsbridge. And unfortunately, his bicycle got stuck under the truck, and he was dragged 30 yards and died from his injuries. It's still under investigation. Of course, his royal family and the British royal family have issued statements. It's a very, very sad thing. I believe he was friends with Prince Harry, so even though he's younger. But, it was just very unfortunate. He was studying for his bachelor's degree in international business. That's why he was at Regent's University. One of his Florentine descendants, though, is from this very well-known Corsini family, included Pope Clementi VII, or the 12th, I mean, and he ruled from 1730 to 1740 and founded most of Rome's museums. So it's a family that's steeped in tradition and culture, so it's just a sad tragedy.
Speaking of that, did the Tom Hanks movie, the third in that series, open
Inferno.
Last week?
Inferno.
How did it do?
Really well, I think, didn't it?
Yeah, I think it did great, yeah.
Yeah, okay. I also see that whilst I was gone, the Army Corps of Engineers is figuring out how to reroute the Dakota pipeline. So apparently the natives have done some good here. Whether the Army Corps is taking over for the private entity that actually owns the pipeline and said, okay, we'll engineer this. I wasn't clear. But they apparently want to, because all these protesters move it away from the proposed path. There have been a lot of violent clashes, as you know, activists, authorities, both sides. This is a thing that obviously there's a lot of business involved. There's about $4 billion worth of business involved in
the
pipeline.
And a lot of Hollywood celebrities, by the way, who have been
out
involved.
There.
Oh,
well,
gosh.
I was proud to be on this thing from the beginning because I think, I don't know if proud's the right word, but I think it's the kind of stuff that we don't talk about enough, that we don't know enough about. And these are sacred. I just spent the past 10 days going over all the sacred land in England. Now, this is sacred land to these people. And the respect that they deserve and their history and the heritage, if this were England, there would never have ever been the proposal that exists here. They would have figured out before it became a big to-do, because maybe the thinking in England, more than it is any place else I've ever been, is really about their history, their heritage, where they come from, respecting all of that, respecting the land, respecting what the people were like that were there in the Bronze Age and before that. And so this would never have happened in England. But it happens. It's happening here. I think I'm on both sides of this. I think we need the pipeline. I think we need to be able to move the oil around. I think we ought to be able to have that. But why screw up a tradition of the first Americans by being disrespectful just because it's easier or may cost a little bit less? Respect what they're about. We've screwed them around enough. And I'm not one who thinks that we
vulnerable.
Should give every Indian a casino. But the other side of it is that these people don't have these people. You see, the problem with the casino stuff is that it's kind of like the haves and have-nots. The leaders of the tribes get all the dough. And the people that are in, the normal, if you will, tribesmen and women don't really see much of it. The people who have been the tribal leaders have gotten fabulous amounts of wealth from all these casinos all over the place, but it doesn't trickle down to the normal person who's a member of the group.
Right.
So, there's two sides of this, but I think that they're doing the right thing. That's what I see. What do you think? Both of you think?
I mean, I don't think anyone thought that they would put up the fight that they have, and and then to get, you know, and then to get celebrities involved, and this is where celebrities can use their fame for good, and to draw national spot, to put a spotlight on it. It's you know, yesterday one of our music stories was Dave Matthews is now headlining a concert just to raise money for their legal funds.
Really?
For, yeah, and they've already raised over $3 million, which they're going to need every penny of it just to fight all the court battle that's going to be happening. But the arrests and the private security that's using dogs and pepper spray on these peaceful protesters, I mean, there's a lot of ugly in this story, and it'll be interesting to see how, you know, if the courts get involved, which eventually they're going to have to, it'll be interesting to see what the verdict will be. If the Army Corps of Engineers are now looking at rerouting it, that's a really interesting development. I did not know that, and that's a good development, and maybe that'll be the equivalent of a settlement.
Yeah. Jen, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, if they can move it and it makes everybody happy, I mean, great. Sadly, I think with winter coming, these protesters, no matter how much money they make, they're going to go away. So I don't know if people want to ride it out. And you know, look, I'm kind of like you. I don't want to ruin anybody's sacred space. Don't want to do that at all. But at the same time, this pipeline is going to help a lot of people. It's going to help the masses.
Yeah,
so
you have to balance it. It's got to be balanced.
Best case scenario, if they can make it happen where they can reroute it, then, you know, everybody's happy.
Coming up, people in the news here, though. One of the things I have missed in the past 10 days, taking my Super Beats. I didn't take my Super Beats with me. I'm sure you have both been extolling the value and virtue of Super Beats. Victoria's on it. Jennifer's on it. Kara's on it. I'm on it. Everybody I know and care about is taking Super Beats. Healthy circulation, critical to your health and well-being. And I will tell you, one of the people say, why would you go to England and expect, there are countries known for the good food. I love English food. The potatoes and
did you eat shepherd's pie?
I had shepherd's pie. I had vegetarian shepherd's pie.
Everything is white in England.
Yeah. Well, in this case, the shepherd's pie had sweet potatoes in it instead of regular potatoes.
Oh, that's good.
And lentils instead of anything else, but it was really good.
That's good.
Yeah. But I think I haven't stepped on the scale yet, but I bet there are a couple of more pounds here that's bought. And when you start gaining weight, you get into a problem with your blood pressure. So that's why you want to give Super Beats a try. If you haven't gotten on the bandwagon yet, call them at 800-655-4183. It'll become your new favorite nutrition secret, and then you'll share it and it won't be a secret at all. It's great nutrition for better circulation, a healthier heart. You get the blood to your muscles, to your brain, all over your body, and you'll have so much more energy and stamina. So if you'd like to get a free 30-day supply of Super Beats, order for the first time, 800-655-4183. You'll get my money back guarantee that the company stands behind. There's a book called Beat the Odds that you get, free shipping when you mention Doug Steffen. All of these things will bring you the results that you want. Otherwise, get your money back. I don't want you paying for something that doesn't work, and neither do these people. That's why they're successful, because it works. 800-655-4183. Take it from all of us. You will not be worrying about your blood pressure. You'll have plenty of energy. This is just health personified. 800-655-4183 for Super Beats. Get that first order and the free 30-day supply. Order it at 800-655-4183. Or you can go to DougLikesBeats.com.
Flu season is here, but there's something else going around that can be even more contagious. And that's hope. Rite Aid is committed to spreading hope, not the flu. In honor of all our customers who get a flu shot, the Rite Aid Foundation is donating over $1.8 million to more than 350 KidSense charities committed to the health and well-being of children in our communities. So come in today and get your flu shot. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
There are two kinds of people in this world, the haves and the have-dones. The haves bounce around the world in private jets. The have-dones bounce around the trampoline park in their socks. Bowling? Think Groupon. Ski slopes? Think Groupon. Weekend fun for the family? Download the Groupon app and use code WELCOME and get $10 off your first Groupon deal of $25 or more. Restrictions apply. See Groupon.com/radio for details. Because if you're going to own something, own the experience. Groupon.
When it comes to commercial vehicles, it's time to drill down to the details. If you're not driving the new Sprinter Worker from Mercedes-Benz, your van just isn't cutting it. The Sprinter Worker takes payload up a notch, carrying up to 3,512 pounds. Its cargo volume is cranked up too, with over 300 cubic feet of space. When it comes to safety, it's unmatched, but it's the price that'll really hammer it home. The new Sprinter Worker starts at just $32,495. It also has a service interval of up to 20,000 miles and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. Put that in your pipe and weld it. Huge capacity, small price, starting at just $32,495. The all-new Sprinter Worker, starting at only $32,495. Mercedes-Benz, vans born to run.
NSFU for a 2016 Sprinter Worker excludes all options, Texas title, registration, transportation, charge, and dealer prep. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. One click and my job was posted to 100 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/find. That's ZipRecruiter.com/find.
Jen and Victoria.
Hunga Bunga, 47 after the hour, Thursday, November the 3rd, next Tuesday. Lots of things will happen. There may be some changes. There'll be some changes made that day. Yeah, da, da, da. Meanwhile, back at the ranch here, Radio Ranch.
After that musical interlude.
Yes. Okay, people in the news. Speaking of musical interludes, Lil Wayne was on Nightline, apparently. Yep. He doesn't feel connected to the Black Lives Matter movement. He says, what is it? What does it mean? I don't feel connected to a damn thing that ain't got nothing to do with me.
Oh, he's gotten a lot of backlash for that.
I'm a young, black, rich mother blanker. That don't let you know that America, let America understand, yada, yada, yada. So he's been.
I like Lil Wayne. He's the one that's doing what I've been asking these other guys to do or hoping that they would do, and that is talk about your success story. You know, instead of holding people down and playing victim, let's talk about the good stories here. I mean, really, behind the Black Lives Matter movement is George Soros, who is not
black.
A Black Lives Matter.
No. So you know didn't he say, didn't Lil Wayne say a couple of months ago that he believed there was no such thing as racism? Didn't we talk about that?
He said that. I don't know. I don't really think this was Lil Wayne talking about his success story. I think basically he was saying, I'm rich now and I don't really care about anyone else. If you watch the interview.
Speaking of being rich, Hulk Hogan has been offered $31 million. That was what he was, he was given $141 million settlement. Now Gawker wants to give him $31 million in cash. And you always know these things get worked down anyway. Mm-hmm. This is for those of you who don't remember this, the verdict was awarded because they posted a video of him with his best friend's wife doing the horizontal mumbo.
Friend filmed it, I believe.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Secretly.
Thank you. Yeah. Right, best friend. And it was his best friend, the best friend's wife that he was in the sack with.
So gross.
That is gross.
I know.
But if he's smart, in these circumstances, the way I see them, he would be very smart to take the $31 million and see them all later.
I believe he's expected to today. Yeah. I think this wraps up, so he's going to take that. How much of that $31 million? How much of that $31 million goes back to Peter Thiel?
He gave him the money to do the lawsuit.
Do we know?
I don't know. Peter Thiel was talking about how he had to give it to Hulk Hogan because he was just a single-digit millionaire. He couldn't afford a legal defense.
Yes, single-digit millionaire. Who even knew that that was a
term?
That's
nice, right? Former Miss USA Lou Parker arrested for pilfering a pair of high-end headphones at LAX. What is she, nuts?
Okay, she's the one. She was the news girl who was hoo-hooing it with the mayor, Antonio Villaraigosa.
Now she
stole the headphone.
10 before the hour.
This is a life.
life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. Again, that's 1-800-441-9833.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Alright, 53 after the hour, Tech Talk time here with DJV. Soon you're going to be able to shop on Instagram. My question when I saw that is, can you shop on Facebook? And there is some Facebook news as well, plus new wireless earbuds from people that you would be surprised would be working together. All that coming right up here, Tech Talk time with DJV.
The American Veterinary Medical Association and its members are proudly participating in the inaugural One Health Day, November 3rd. Through the efforts of the global One Health movement, veterinarians are committed to working across scientific disciplines to attain optimal health for animals, people, and the environment. Dr. Arnold Goldman, a small animal veterinarian from Canton, Connecticut, says of One Health,
"And so that is a concept that has certainly taken hold in our profession, and we're doing a great deal of outreach to human medicine and to people who are involved with environmental stewardship to try to promote that concept, because I think we can all do better for society and for animals if we do."
Dr. Goldman also says,
"Consider a pet health insurance, especially for major medical, for disasters, because something's going to happen to every pet, every one of us."
Today's One Health Minute is brought to you by the American Veterinary Medical Association. Visit avma.org/onehealth to find out how your health is connected to animal health.
Yeah, the easiest decision you'll make all week is to shop Kohl's this weekend. Because Kohl's will give you tax break savings with an extra 10% off. And an extra $10 off your purchase of $25 or more. Everyone gets Kohl's cash too. Plus, shop late Friday or early Saturday and take an extra 15% off jeans for the family. Already on sale. Stack the savings and save even more this weekend at Kohl's. Select styles offer valid 11/4 through 11/6. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Flu season is here, but there's something else going around that can be even more contagious. And that's hope. Rite Aid is committed to spreading hope, not the flu. In honor of all our customers who get a flu shot, the Rite Aid Foundation is donating over $1.8 million to more than 350 KidSense charities committed to the health and well-being of children in our communities. So come in today and get your flu shot. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. If restrictions apply in some states, see pharmacy for details.
All right, the program continues to focus on this Instagram shopping. Is this an app? What do we have going on here, Victoria?
No, this is a new development that starts next week, and it's within Instagram. You're finally going to be able to shop. And Instagram is one of those social media apps that has really taken off.
That's one of the things that bothered me in my trip. I worried the whole trip why I couldn't shop on Instagram.
You're upset, right?
Oh, my God.
Early?
Yes. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Luckily, next week, you'll be able to. All of your favorite brands, Abercrombie & Fitch, Coach, Tory Burch, Kate Spade, Warby Parker.
Those are my favorite brands. I always buy my pocketbooks at Coach.
Yeah. Well, maybe for your lady love, that would be a good site for you.
I like that.
Yeah. And I've been telling you for 7 months now, Warby Parker, that's your brand. You need to get those glasses. They're the coolest. Yes.
Okay.
So they're starting with 20 select brands, including the ones I just named, and they're going to be testing this next week. So when you look at a post from some of your favorite shopping brands, instead of having this awkward, clunky, clicking on the link in the bio and going to a separate site, and then it asks you, do you really want to leave Instagram? And you have to say yes, and it's this very clunky experience. Now you're going to be able to shop directly from Instagram. This is huge, because Instagram, their target marketing and has gone up tremendously. And we've all talked about this week. As you're on Instagram, you see more and more sponsored brands and ads that are really kind of scarily targeted to what you've already been looking at, and that's cookies and all the things that are involved. But being able to shop on Instagram is following Pinterest. Pinterest forever was just sort of a one-dimensional pin board, and now you can shop the things that you see on Pinterest, so this is definitely the wave of the future. Facebook has launched Marketplace, even though Jen says it's annoying. But that is it's definitely the way that a lot of social media sites are going. Twitter is sort of behind on this. They have not found a way to integrate shopping yet into their interface, so that'll be the next thing I would predict from Twitter. But this is great news. I mean, I spend more time on Instagram than any other social media app.
Yeah,
a lot of people are heading in that direction, so this
Facebook
is going to be a cool development.
Is trying to wiggle its way into your health routine. I see this trying to become a meaningful interaction site. The research out of UC in San Diego found that people who spend more time on Facebook actually live longer. Huh. There's a health effect to being on Facebook. Who would have thunk it?
Hmm.
Yeah, but we don't. You say that that's not the place people are going. It's Twitter and/or.
The older people who spend time on Facebook, it makes sense. No, it makes total sense. They're more socially connected.
All right. It's 59 past the hour.
Diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cartovite. Cartovite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cartovite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.